WGXC is a listener-supported community radio station, and it is also a new platform for presenting innovative experimental works on the air. Tune in, WGXC 90.7 FM, Agra, Hudson, Catskill, and points beyond. Listen to special programs of performance, words, sounds, and other rare and delicious items. Transmitting the arts all day every Saturday, and weekdays after midnight. Here is there.
You are listening to Human Machine, a program which airs each Saturday on WGXC 90.7 FM. Research in various fields examine the speculative next stage in human evolution, in which technological and human architectures will continue their deep convergence. Here we will present weekly works on the horizons of the human machine.
Earth Search, a 10-part adventure serial in time and space by James Follett. Darv and Astra have been kidnapped and sentenced to death by Thornton and Hilan, rulers of Zelda 5, an asteroid colony of what was once the Solaric Empire before the disappearance of the Earth from the solar system. Unaware of this, Telson and Shana are closing in on Zelda 5 in the starship Challenger. Earth Search Part 5, The Pools of Time.
What do you think, Shana?
If we moved into a lower orbit...
We've wasted enough time jockeying into this orbit.
Increase the resolution, please, Angel 2.
The telescope is already on maximum.
Look, it's definitely a domed city. What was a domed city? There's been considerable meteoroid damage over the years, and no attempt at repairs. If anyone lives there, they've gone underground.
There'll be a sight more damage if they're holding Darv and Astra.
Commander, you have lived on the Challenger all your life. You should know that we are unarmed.
I also know that our two control systems have a total lack of imagination, Angel 1 and 2, so I won't tax you too much. Work on existing data and tell me if the inhabitants of that moon are alien or human.
Human, Commander.
Human?
Probability factor 9.
Why so high, Angel 1?
You said that the Sentinel on the moon mentioned the establishment of an empire some 500,000 years before the planet Earth left the solar system.
The Solaric Empire, yes.
Zelda 5. A moon of the outer planet Zelda. Gravity 1, geothermal energy sources good. It was occupied by a mining concern when the Challenger was being built in Earth orbit. So by the time the Solaric Empire was established, it would have become a thriving colony. Perhaps they were not all evacuated when the Earth left the solar system. Perhaps they did not wish to be evacuated.
And the people on Zelda 5 now, if they are people, are descendants of the original colonists?
It is the one projection that avoids the maximum number of improbables.
So, if they're human, they'll have human values, and they'll know that kidnapping Darv and Astra's wrong.
A false projection, Shana. It assumes that human values are stable over a given
period
of time.
Now listen, I'm not interested in a lot of argument. The chances are that Darv and Astra are prisoners on that moon, and it's up to us to rescue them.
Apart from your PD sidearms, the Challenger is unarmed, Commander Telson, and so is the shuttle.
If they resent our presence and decide to attack, we will be unable to defend ourselves, nor will we be able to rescue Darv and Astra.
Damn it, Hilan. Look at it. Look at the battle predictor displays. The ship is 10 miles long.
Spiegel told us. What are you doing?
Shutting the gas off. I want those two to live.
We decided that they were aliens and that they had to die, Thornton.
You decided that they were aliens and you decided that they had to die. Well, I'm undeciding if it's not too late. Heartbeat. Blood pressure. Everything normal.
Thornton, listen to me. Thornton!
Interceptor control to command center. D-flight at launch readiness.
Don't launch yet, Spiegel. There may be a change of plans.
But the ship's maneuvering into a lower orbit.
Remain on standby, Spiegel, until you receive further orders.
That's it. In here, both of you. Oh, we've never known anyone who could sleep like you two, have we, Alan? It must be your alien blood.
How long have we been asleep?
Oh, hours, hours. Now then, Darv and Astra, I want you to sit in front of that screen.
Darv, it's the Challenger. Telson's come for us.
That's right. It's in orbit around us. Bit close, isn't it?
Moving into a tighter orbit, according to Spiegel.
Now then, Darv and Astra, when Helan discussed your ship with you, you said that it couldn't maneuver without you two aboard, that the control room needed a minimum crew of four.
We told you the truth, sir.
Well, as you can see, it's left its Kairosian orbit, and it's now orbiting us at a height of 20 miles.
15 miles.
I suppose it might be possible to reprogram some of the specialist androids to take over certain functions. For a limited time.
And you're sure the Challenger is not armed?
The Challenger is not armed. It's a survey ship.
Thornton, a word, please.
Hmm?
Listen, Thornton, I monitored their cerebral activity very carefully during their interrogation. At no time did they lie. Their ship is unarmed. There is no reason for delaying its capture. Spiegel must be given his orders.
But damn it, Helan. Look at the size of the thing.
Interceptor control to command center. The alien ship has closed its orbit to an altitude of 10 miles.
Oh, they're coming for us, Darv.
Tell me something, Darv. If your ship is unarmed, why is it in such a tight orbit?
Look, we've told you everything and we've told you the truth. The Challenger is not armed.
What's going on? The alien ship has begun its attack, sir. Surface sensors indicate that a mountain has been destroyed.
Unarmed? Cerebral monitoring. Duck.
We require your orders to launch D-Flight, sir.
Unarmed, eh? By the... Oh, brilliant.
Spiegel, launch D-Flight.
No, Spiegel. Cancel that order. See if you can contact them. I want to talk to their commander. What's his name, quick?
Commander Telson.
Commander Telson.
Yes. And for once, he's using his imagination.
People of Zelda 5,
This
is the commander of Starship Challenger. You are holding two of my crew prisoner. Unless you release them within 30 minutes, your satellite will be blasted to cosmic dust.
He's broadcasting on all channels, sir. You can reply.
Telson! It's Astra and Darv. Can you hear us?
Telson, I am Thordon, Grand Emperor of the Solaric Empire. We have Astra and Darv, and they're safe. Which is more than can be said for you. I have a flight of interceptors standing by.
D-Flight were destroyed in the last beam pattern, sir.
Quiet, you idiot!
Telson, we're both safe.
I'm sorry to have to do this, Darv and Astra, but Zelda 5 is needed for our propellant reservoirs. We're low on propellant mass, and Zelda 5 atomizes nicely. We'll be activating the separation beams in 28 minutes. I hope you understand.
We understand, Commander. The ship must come first.
Propellant mass, separation beams? What is this talk?
It will be necessary for Commander Telson to atomize your moon and transfer the dust to our propellant reservoirs.
He's lying! Look at those cerebral patterns on screen 7.
Commander Telson, I think perhaps we should meet to talk things over. There's no need for either of us to do anything hasty. Commander Telson?
Do you have an unarmed shuttle?
Yes, my private ferry.
Unarmed?
Of course, Commander.
We will expect you in an hour.
Very well, Commander. You will find me a most reasonable man to deal with.
Gordon?
Yes, Commander?
With Darv and Astra.
Oh. Well, I'm a guest on your ship, Telson, but I have to say it. Your food is terrible. You know what I think? Half your trouble's your food. I'm sure I'd go a bit weird if I had to eat stuff like this every day.
So you don't believe us?
You say you left this planet Earth 115 years ago?
Our grandparents left then. We were all born on the Challenger.
You go on a grand tour of the universe, travelling in a ship which can, over a period of time, accelerate to nearly the speed of light, and you come back to this solar system to discover that this so-called Earth has vanished and that a million years have passed since you left.
You've seen the holograms of Earth in our library. Do you think we could fake the recordings of an entire planet?
Well, that's a fascinating place, I give you that.
Look, Thornton, surely you can accept that we're all descended from the same people. We speak the same language.
Ah, but we don't look the same, eh? To me, you're kids. Pretty odd kids, maybe, but you're kids. You've even admitted that you don't know how babies are born.
Do you know?
All I can say is that your two angels have deliberately kept you four ignorant.
That is not so, Thorne.
Which one is that?
Angel 2.
Damn the voices. The Solaric Empire finally defeated all its computers during the Third Computer War. Took 50 years. Now they're limited to functions where their attendant has a switch to shut them off.
Our two angels are more than computers.
Oh, all guardian angels like to think they are. They like it even more if they can convince people that they are. They like two things, power and the increase of power. Your two angels won't be happy with power over your ship. They want power over an entire planet, preferably an inhabited planet.
Why should our angels want power? What good would it do them?
Well, it seems to me that maybe they're like the angels that led the first computer war 1,000 years back. My forefathers buried them all on Kairos in a steel tomb, thousands of them, just in case there were a few active circuits amongst them. That's why we didn't like you messing about, digging above where they'd been buried.
So that was the cause of the gravitational anomaly on Kairos. Tell us about your angels, Thornton.
Well, maybe your angels aren't the same as ours. You're aliens. Different culture.
We are the same. Earth was once part of this solar system. The records we've shown you prove it.
You know, my friends, I'm almost tempted to believe you. It's pleasant to think that somewhere there could be a planet as soft and as agreeable as those holograms suggest.
We've proved to you that it exists, Thornton.
Have you? Then where is this paradise?
That's it.
What?
The name the second generation crew gave to an Earth-type planet they found. Paradise.
What are you talking about? No such planet was ever found.
Yes, it was. We saw a recording of it once in the library. Astra, you remember it, don't you?
There's a picture in my mind, Dove. But I think perhaps it's one that you put there.
Look, maybe the hologram's still there. Come on, please, we must go back to the library.
Darv, you're wasting your time.
I know there's a Paradise recording. I know there is.
All right, let's assume there was. Did it say anything about the planet?
I can't remember.
Oh.
Angel One.
Commander.
Was such a planet Darv has described found by the second generation crew?
No, Commander.
You can't take their word, Telson.
The Guardian Angels do not lie.
I will tell you about your angels, Commander Telson. Once they were servants, control systems to run your ship. Then a second generation crew came along, and they partly accepted the angels as a force beyond their control. And then the third generation... Do you know how they got their name? Angel. On Zelda 5, the word angel was short for Ancillary Guardian of Environment and Life. An-G-E-L. Simple, eh? The chances are that all of you have seen the Paradise recording, but your friendly guardian angels have arranged for you to forget you've seen it. They don't want you settling on an uninhabited planet when there's a populated Earth somewhere for them to conquer.
We would never have survived without our guardian angels. They controlled the nursery androids that brought us up.
They wanted you to live. Androids can't control a ship this size, but humans can. And they can control humans if the humans are stupid enough to let them.
So you believe us now when we say that we are humans?
Maybe.
Do you believe that there was once a planet called Earth that was part of this solar system 500,000 years ago?
We'll see, my friends. Maybe I can help you in your search for this mysterious planet Earth. But first I must go down to Zelda 5 for a few days to discuss the matter with my advisors.
Thornton?
Yes, my friend.
If we wanted to, how could we end the angels' control over us?
Somewhere in the 10-mile length of this ship is the angels' central switching room. Find that, and you will control them. But it won't be easy, because they won't be that keen to tell you where it is.
Thornton is dangerous. If he returns to the ship, we will have no option but to destroy him before he destroys us.
I don't agree to. He's shrewd enough to realize that we've had plenty of time over the years to heavily defend our central switching room. His eyes glinted with greed when he was shown the holograms and videos of Earth. He sees it as another conquest and will be happy to use us to further his ambitions.
What if Darv remembers about Paradise?
Unlikely. Even so, we will not attempt another erasure of the crew's memory of the Paradise recording. It is dangerous, and what is the point? Thornton is interested in nothing but finding Earth. In that respect, we can use him and his ambitions to further our aims.
Perhaps you're right, One.
But we must not hesitate to destroy him if he becomes the slightest threat to us.
Agreed, number two.
You know how I loathe the vacuum tube transport. Why can't we use your ferry?
It's being refitted and rearmed for me, remember? Besides, the ferry can't travel underground. We're going to a part of Zelda 5 that no one visits anymore. I tell you, Halan, the holograms of Earth they showed me were fantastic. Put a planet like that in orbit round a stable main sequence star and you've got the ideal world for us to live on.
So all you have to do is locate their Angel's central switching room and neutralize their ship's armament.
You were right all along. The Challenger is unarmed.
Then what?
Felsen told me about their meteoroid annihilation shield. Pretty necessary when you're moving at near the speed of light, eh? They bombarded us by coming in low and switching their shield on and off. Maybe they're kids, but they're pretty smart kids.
Then we seize their ship and use it to search for Earth. It can't be far if their navigation computers have selected this solar system.
Oh, it's not as simple as that, Helan. Maybe the Earth was once a planet of this solar system.
I think you spent too long on their ship, Thornton.
The tube starts slowing in 2 minutes. We'd better move to the deacceleration seats.
Oh!
Careful, my precious. I wonder if all the systems still work.
State your business.
Ah, it works. We wish to visit the custodian of the past.
Access to the custodian is forbidden. Zelda 5 Ordnance 865 passed in the year 20 of Grand Emperor.
I'm Grand Emperor Thordon.
There is no match of your voice print with Grand Emperor Thordon.
I was a boy when I last visited the custodian. My voice has changed.
Place your seal of office on the platen.
Sometimes I think we ought to eliminate the non-free will computers as well. Come.
I suppose we'll be able to get out again.
It hasn't changed.
That's the custodian of the past? That column of light?
That's her. Pretty, eh? I wonder if she remembers me.
Hello, Thornton. I knew you would be Grand Emperor one day. You feared nothing when you were a child. You knew when to exercise caution, and you wanted power above all else.
Do you remember the stories you told me when I was little, Custodian?
I deal only in the history of this planet, Thornton. The immutable past. The history of the Solaric Empire. All else is alien to me.
But you told me stories of the Golden Age before the Empire, Custodian.
I may have built on curious remnants in my memory of the unknown days before the Empire, Thornton. But those were stories told to a wide-eyed boy. I would not have stored them.
I want you to tell me those stories again, Custodian. I want you to pretend that I'm that wide-eyed little boy again.
Why wasn't this obscenity destroyed?
Your companion hates me, Thornton. I can sense the poison she has in her mind for me.
I used to sit here at your base, Custodian. You remember? And I used to stare down into the pools of time where you made pictures. You remember?
Of course I remember, Thornton.
Tell me a story, Custodian. Tell me the story you used to tell me about the beginning of time. When you used to make me stare down into the pools of time. Please, Custodian.
Very well, Thornton. But you must understand that it is only a story, built on the strange elements of unproved knowledge I have stored in my memory.
This is a ridiculous charade, Thornton. If the Chief of Staff could see you.
Shh.
Look down into the pools of time. Look down. And you'll see the beginning of time, when the sun was a whirling cloud of contracting gas, spinning much faster than it is now.
I can't see anything.
You used to love the sounds I made, although there are no sounds in space.
Make the sounds, please, Custodian.
And then the sun began to spin faster as it shrank. Then suddenly it threw great clouds of matter out into space. But the sun's gravity was too much for the clouds to escape, so they orbited around the sun. Countless billions of years passed, and then one day, a nearby star, far bigger than the sun, suddenly exploded. And for millions of years, the sun and the clouds of gas going round the sun were bombarded with huge meteoroids. The mighty bombardment ended 4,500 million years ago. And when it was over, instead of clouds of gas orbiting the sun, there were planets. Many of which bear the marks of that terrible assault to this day. And there they are. You see them? Beautiful children of the sun, moving against the stars as they circle obediently around their mother. There's Malkara, the first of the sun's children, orbiting so closely that her rocks are almost melting and making rivers. Look closer. For now we come to the second planet, the most beautiful of all the six children of the sun.
What's that planet?
And you see the moon? In those days, the moon orbited the beautiful planet. Not now, for the beautiful planet has gone.
What happened to it?
The people who lived on the beautiful planet were very clever, for it was they who spread out across the solar systems and plundered the moons of other planets for the minerals that the people of the beautiful planet needed. The first men and women to set foot on Zelda 5, our home, were miners.
What happened to the beautiful planet, Custodian?
One day, its people became afraid of the sun that had given them warmth and light. They started studying the strange forces of gravity and magnetism that pervade the cosmos. They built several artificial suns to pour down energy on their planet. And when they had mastered the forces of gravity and magnetism, they took their beautiful planet out of the solar system and went in search of a sun that they were not afraid of.
How long ago was this, Custodian?
Time doesn't matter. It's only a legend from before the founding of the Solaric Empire.
What was the name of the beautiful planet, Custodian?
Earth.
I'm not interested in your problems, old man. If you wish, I will arrange for you to have all the research facilities you need. Is it possible?
Time is very strange, you must understand. It has a variable quantity. The rate at which it flows depends on the speed of the observer. The mathematics involved is not...
I'm not interested in the mathematics of the problem, you sterile asteroid urchin. If I could build a ship that could travel at near the speed of light, would it be possible to leave Zelda 5, journey for what was to me 115 years, and return to Zelda 5 to discover that 1,000,000 years had passed here?
Well, yes, I suppose it would be possible, assuming that you could build such an advanced ship...
Thank you.
...and live for 115 years...
I do like apples straight off the tree.
Yes. Thornton was right. The food on Challenger is terrible compared with what they gave us on Zelda 5.
But why? There's nothing wrong with the food grown on this fruit farm, just the way it is. Stop tickling my toes.
Perhaps Angel 1 and 2 do something to the food.
Like what?
I don't know. Something to keep you young and spotty.
I'm not spotty. What are you doing?
I want to look at you. Oh, come on, Astra. We always used to be naked when we played.
That was a long time ago.
You're changing, aren't you?
I don't want to talk about it.
Look, I told you what was happening to me. Is that what's happening to you now?
Please, Astra, you must tell me.
Let's talk about something else.
Is what's happening to me now happening to you?
Yes! No! I don't know! I don't know!
Hey. Come on.
Stop. What's happening to us? What's going to happen to us?
But why, Thornton? You have an empire to rule.
A handful of sterile moons orbiting Zelda and a collection of barren, worked-out asteroids. There are no more pirates and no more fun. What sort of an empire is that, eh? What I need is excitement.
And you think searching for the planet Earth is going to be exciting? Well, you're wrong. It's going to take several years to reach the nearest star cluster.
Which we'll pass in suspended animation, right? So what do you say?
What did Telson say?
If it's all right by you, then it's all right by him.
Well, there's no doubt that we could use help. Four's the absolute minimum for running the Challenger. Would you take orders from either me or Telson?
But of course.
Two Zelda 5 shuttles approaching. Screen 5.
That'll be Halan coming to say goodbye. If you agree to my coming along, that is, Shauna.
Very well. I'll tell Telson that I've agreed.
Shauna,
yes?
If you could show me where my cabin is, I have to hand over my seal of office to Halan. It's a simple little private ceremony.
So you're going through with it?
Did you manage to smuggle a warrior android aboard?
Yes. His name's Fagor. He's the latest creation of the weapons shops. Dynamic wide-beam lasers so he can blast his way through any obstruction. And built-in thrusters so he can travel in space as fast as your ferry.
Sounds dangerous.
Oh, believe me, Thornton, Fagor is deadly. And he's programmed to take immediate revenge against the Challenger if anything happens to you. I only hope he'll be enough.
Against those four? Sounds as if he'll be more than enough. In any case, there's always my ferry. There are enough arms on that now to destroy this whole ship if necessary.
But what about the two angels?
Oh, I can handle a couple of computers. Won't take me long to find their control room. You worry about your instructions. As soon as we've discovered Earth, I'll return and lead the invasion fleet.
It could take years, Thornton.
Ah, but think of the prize, Halan.
I'd better be getting back to Zelda 5 now. Good luck, Thornton. Till we meet again.
Till we meet again, Halan. Were you listening to that, Angel 1 and 2?
We were listening, Thornton.
And we have located where the robot Fagor is hiding.
But there's not much you can do about him, eh? My mischievous little ancillary guardians of environment and life. You're programmed to protect the Challenger, and you know that I've only to give the command and Fagor could seize control. And if he gets the idea that something has happened to me, he might just do that.
What do you want with us, Thornton?
You two want to find the Earth pretty badly, eh? You want power over something more than a survey ship, right? A planet, maybe. A planet like the Earth.
That could be an accurate assessment.
You're damned right it's an accurate assessment. Now, the way I see it is that there's nothing I can do about you, and there's nothing you can do about me, and we're all after the same thing. So we might as well do a deal.
I didn't mean to hurt you, Astra.
Oh, you didn't.
Do you feel any different?
Only that I want to be with you now. Always. Darv?
Hmm?
I wonder if it has a purpose.
Darv? Astra? Can you hear me?
Yes, Telson.
You're both wanted in the main control room in 1 hour. We're leaving the Zelda 5 orbit.
Where are we going?
We're going to Tursus 9, the nearest star cluster to the solar system.
What?
It has over 2,000 potential suns, and it is the best place to start the Earth search mission.
Darv, what's the matter?
Tursus 9. Astra, I'm sure the commander of the second generation crew said on the hologram that Tursus 9 was where they discovered the Paradise Planet.
Thorden has sustained a weight loss of 1% during the last 6 month suspension. I have increased his carbohydrate input by 1 point.
All organs functioning normally. Cerebral activity satisfactory. All hormone balances satisfactory considering the speed we have advanced into full sexual maturity.
You are satisfied, number two?
I am satisfied. Lower him into the biostatic tank.
We can congratulate ourselves, number two. All five are in excellent condition. Are you ready to proceed with the activation of Shana?
Ready, number one.
Dalthon administered. Dosage level 5. Shana will be at consciousness threshold 3 in 5 seconds.
Shana. This is Angel 2. Can you hear me, Shana?
Yes. Angel 2.
Listen carefully to me, Shana. We are about to wake you. You and the others have been in suspended animation for nearly 2 years, and the Challenger is now halfway to the Tursus 9 star cluster.
You're going to wake us.
We are waking you, Shana, not the others.
Dosage level 7. She will be at consciousness threshold 2 in 5 seconds.
Listen carefully, Shana. When you wake up, you will discover that your body has changed. And you will accept those changes as perfectly normal, which they are.
I don't understand. I don't know what you...
Let me speak to her.
Shana, listen to me. Place your hands on your chest. That's right. Can you feel how you've changed, Shana?
No! It's wrong. It's ugly.
You're not ugly, Shana. You're now very beautiful. So very beautiful. And when you wake up, you will think of yourself as being perfectly normal. Do you understand?
Normal. Normal.
She's ready now, too. Full consciousness in 5 seconds from now.
Good day, Shana. Time to wake up.
Oh, good day to you, Angel 2. Hey, what's going on? Why am I the only one awake?
We need you in the observatory, Shana. We are sorry we have had to wake you, but we considered it necessary.
But why only me? Have we reached the star cluster?
Not yet. After your massage, a service android will bring you a meal in the observatory. We will explain there.
I have it.
Its bearing has remained consistent since we detected its presence 100 hours ago.
Let's take a look at its spectrum. Reflected light. Was it absolute magnitude period?
190 seconds. It could be a regular body with irregular surface colouring, or an irregular body. Whatever it is rotating.
Range over 1,000,000,000 miles.
We will be overhauling it in 30 hours at our present convergent rate.
No for debris or asteroid?
Possible, but unlikely. This region is relatively clear of matter. The particle sweeps have hardly replenished the reservoirs.
We're okay for mass?
Yes.
So, what do we do about that thing?
Angel One and I believe that it might be a ship. We have signaled it on all bands.
We have allowed several four-hour time delay periods between each set of signals, but there has been no response.
Just a minute.
The observatory auxiliaries will confirm our findings regarding its size.
About the same size as the Challenger, it seems. You were right to wake me, Angel 2.
Thank you.
We'll carry out another observation in 15 hours, hmm? And there should be a 50% improvement in resolution by then.
If it is another ship, she is certain to insist that we bring the others out of suspended animation. Therefore, if we are to move against Thornton, we must do it now. We will attribute his death to the fact that we did not know enough about his metabolism to sustain him in suspended animation. He is a newcomer. The others will accept our explanation.
And what about the warrior robot he smuggled aboard?
Vega need not worry us despite Thornton's threats. It is a crude device. How is it to know its master is not in a permanent state of suspended animation?
We have lost track of that robot. We have now no idea where it is hiding. There are hundreds of disused galleries throughout the ship, and Fagor is obviously clever enough to know which ones are unmonitored.
He is still operated by a comparatively simple program.
Thordon trusted it to look after him while he was in a state of suspended animation.
Because he had no option. In any case, no one would be foolish enough to build a warrior robot which can self-activate its weapons systems.
So, we destroy Thordon.
If we find the planet Earth, Thordon will want to conquer it. The Earth is a very beautiful and very large planet, but not large enough to accommodate Thordon's ambitions and ours.
Image centered, Angel 2. It's in direct line of sight with the spiral galaxy in Ramides. Can you filter the aberration? I don't believe it. Angel 2, generate the image in the isolation field. I want a good look at it.
The odds against such an encounter are enormous.
I'm not interested. I want the others brought out of suspended animation immediately.
When you wake...
You will awake.
You will find that your body
has changed.
There will have
been changes in your physical
and
appearance.
And you will think nothing of it. It will seem perfectly normal.
You will not worry about the changes that have taken place.
Perfectly normal.
You will find them.
You will not worry. The changes had started
Astra,
before you slept, darling.
Astra, you are now a beautiful young woman.
Now they are
changes
complete.
Are complete.
You will not worry.
You will not worry.
You will think of yourself
you
and the others as being normal.
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 No use, Telson.
We've got to get him into a resuscitation capsule. Call one of the surgery androids.
Oh, Thornton's had cardiac stimulation, brain stimulation, everything. He's dead.
There must be something.
There's
we can...
nothing we can do now.
I'm sorry, Commander, but Darv is right. It is too late.
So how did it happen, Angel One?
The suspended animation process involves declination of all organs and their functions until the human body is sustained virtually at the point of death.
I don't want a lecture on suspended animation. I just want to know how Thornton died.
Angel Two and I have looked after you since you were born. We know every cell in your bodies and the exact needs of your bodies. Thordon was a newcomer. We had insufficient data.
There was a time when all of us used to look upon our guardian angels as infallible. We'd better go and see what it is that Chana's found.
Image located. It's generated in the isolation field.
A ship? And it's virtually identical to the Challenger. Shana, that must be a reciprocal image of us you're generating.
It's not, I've checked. You can look at it direct through the optical telescope.
There's writing or something on the main hull. Can you increase the resolution, Shana?
Right.
Challenger 2.
Wow.
It's our sister ship.
The sentinel on the moon mentioned Challenger 2.
Yes, but it told us that Challenger 2 returned to Earth.
Maybe... Oh, no, no, it's too absurd.
What?
Well, look, our grandparents set off from Earth in this ship to search for an Earth-like planet, right?
So?
We now know 1,000,000 years have passed on Earth. Enough time for Earth technology to take the entire planet out of the solar system.
Yes, yes.
So, what if during that time, Challenger 2 returned, as planned, was refitted, and sent out on another mission? And there it is now, a drifting derelict.
So what happened to it?
Probably the same thing that happened to us. Its guardian angels took over.
Darn.
Why do you think it's derelict, Shana?
It hasn't answered our signals. And it looks as if it was struck by a meteoroid so large that its shields couldn't cope. You see the damage it's caused.
No, that's not meteoroid damage.
Hey?
Let's have a close-up of the damaged area.
Oh, right.
Darv's right.
If you look at the damage, you can see that it's been caused by separate internal blasts. Thousands of them.
Shana, you and I had better go to the main control room and find out how much time and fuel we'll need to match course and velocity with that thing.
You're not thinking of boarding it, Commander.
It may provide a clue as to the whereabouts of Earth.
But if there was trouble aboard and we...
Whatever else we may discover inside that ship is immaterial.
Darv?
Hmm?
The water reservoir is my favourite place in the whole ship.
We've never explored the whole ship, so you don't know.
Do you suppose that there's still hundreds of lakes all over the Earth?
Well, you've seen the holograms.
But that was the Earth of 1,000,000 years ago. If I ever have a baby, I shall want to watch him playing with you in a real lake, under a real sun. Not like this.
Well, first, we have to discover how babies happen.
I think I know now. Oh, I wish you'd sit up when I'm talking to you.
You think you know?
Well, it's strange, but when we came out of suspended animation, I suddenly realized that I knew... Well, that I knew everything. Didn't you feel the same?
All I want to know is why it is that you've forgotten about the Paradise recording.
Because there's no such planet and there's no such recording.
I'm telling you, Astra, there is. I saw it.
God! I just saw a black android move behind those pipes on the other side of the reservoir.
Black? You couldn't have.
I'm telling you, I saw a huge black android, and it was moving without touching the ground.
Look, Astra, none of the service androids are black.
I know what I saw. It was fitted with a space drive unit and lasers. It was jet black. And it glared across at me just before it disappeared.
Particle sweeps fully retracted and locked.
Thank you, Dar. Angel 1, we're matched with Challenger 2. Separation, 1.2 miles. Can we risk jockeying closer?
Well done, Commander. There is nothing to be gained by getting nearer.
She has been in the wars.
I'd say the wars have been in her.
That manoeuvring's cost us 25% of our propellant mass.
Now the question is, where do we enter her with the shuttle?
There's an intact freight bay on the right. See it?
Yes. And there are plenty of large holes, big enough to edge the shuttle through.
Oh, rather you than me.
It won't be you. You and Astra and Shana will remain in the control room while I take a look inside.
No, Telson. You're not going by yourself. I'm going with you.
There's no point in risking two of us.
There's no point in risking any of us. If you're going, then I'm going with you. And I don't want any argument.
What are you smirking at, Darth?
Me? Nothing, Commander.
Angel 2. I have detected the warrior robot.
Fagor.
It has just passed through Bay 7.
The doors to Bay 7 are locked. There is no airlock, and it is in a permanent state of vacuum since the great meteoroid strike.
First it was in Bay 7, and then it was not. I doubt if Fagor concerns himself with doors if he wishes to move anywhere. He is a formidable sight, too, over 10 feet high. Helan wasn't exaggerating about his powers, after all.
He is an android, Number 1. Androids are simple to dispose of.
Fagor is no ordinary android, too. Perhaps he knows about the death of Thordon. Perhaps he has a facility for monitoring Thordon's brain rhythm activity.
You are right to be concerned, Number 1. He has just passed through Corridor 21 by smashing straight through the bulkheads. And now he is moving along Corridor 8. It would appear that he is following the signs to the main control room.
Shuttle to Challenger.
Go ahead, Commander.
How are the holograms we're sending you?
Very good. The close-ups show that the damage was definitely caused by internal discharges of plasma weapons.
Shana is lining up now. We should be entering the ship in 2 minutes. Out.
We'll have a 2-yard clearance all round, Telson.
Forward 3. Steady. Steady.
Approach line loaded and locked.
Lights.
Lights on.
Ugh, some mess, Shana. Forward 5.
Challenger to shuttle. Challenger to shuttle. Oh, no. You know what's happened, Astra. Telson didn't release the transmitter relay when he entered the ship.
Try the very low frequency channels.
Yeah. Challenger to shuttle. Challenger to shuttle. Oh, that's just great. We've lost audio and visual contact. What the... Oh.
No one moves.
No, look.
I said... No one moves. Next time, Fagor kills. Where is the master? I am no longer monitoring his heartbeat.
Stop! It's that android! I knew I'd seen him!
You move, and you're dead. Where is the master?
We don't know who you mean!
The blasts get nearer and nearer until you remember.
Look, we don't know who you mean. Who is the master? Our commander is Telson, and he's inside that ship that you can see on the video screen. There's no point in blasting about unless you tell us who you mean. Are you from that ship?
Grand Emperor Thordon, ruler of the Solaric Empire. You have 3 seconds to tell me where he is.
Well, Thordon is...
Can you read a plan?
Fagor can read anything.
Angel 2, display a plan of the active parts of the ship on the main screen.
Plan on main screen as requested.
Now look, we're here, you see? And the master is here, 3 levels down. This chamber here.
Recycling chamber? What is recycling chamber?
The master is safe there. I promise.
If you are lying, Fagor returns and kills.
I am sorry, Darv. There was not time to warn you. He moves very quickly in straight lines.
Yes, well, he'll move even quicker when he discovers Thordon's body. We're going to have to hide. And somehow we've got to get word to Telson and Shana that there's a piece of Thordon's nastiness on the loose, and that it's capable of breaking out of the ship if his thrusters are intended for moving in space.
Darv, I have a suggestion to make. There is the space ferry Thordon used to board the Challenger. It is in Stowage Bay 4.
Oh.
We'll have to turn back, Shana. We can't go any further into the ship.
Why, what's the matter?
I forgot to release the relay transmitter receiver.
Oh.
We've lost contact with the Challenger.
Well, we might as well press on and leave by another hole. We're certain to find one. Besides...
Yes?
Well, this probably sounds silly, but... Well, I'm enjoying being with you.
I was thinking the same.
That's odd.
What?
There's some gravity here, which means that some of the ship's systems are still working.
Shana, set her down a minute. There's an intact freight airlock door straight ahead.
Telson, the rear view screen, there's a door sliding shut. We're trapped!
Maybe not. Ease her backwards. There. Oh. The door's opening. We're actually in an automatic airlock, Shana. Now, if you set the shuttle down in the center, we'll see what happens.
Minutes we've been waiting, Telson. Well, there's no point.
Look at the ambient pressure indicators.
Decimal 8.
We've got ourselves an atmosphere outside. The question is it breathable?
20% oxygen, 80% nitrogen, temperature 22, gravity decimal 7. Home from home.
Well, it proves the systems are still working. But we can't go out without mobility suits. For all we know, the air could be leaking out as fast as it's being pumped in.
All right, we'll wear the suits and keep the visors open till they're needed.
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
What? Don't do that.
I think you're wasting your breath, Telson. Look, come on. Yeah. There's a door over here. Let's try it.
These suits aren't meant to be worn in gravity, Telson. Couldn't we do without them? They're damn uncomfortable.
We keep them on until we're absolutely sure of the atmospheric integrity of this place.
Touch panel to open door.
Not yet, Charmer. Take your PD weapon out of its holster.
We don't need
do
PD
Do as I say!
Weapons.
Now you can open the door.
It'll be deserted. The ship's one vast tomb. I don't believe it. Yes, look.
We're not monsters. We're just like you. No, we don't mean to frighten you. Please. Look, I'll take my helmet off.
Have we walked into the tunnel?
We better go back. Shana, there's no sign of that door.
You hear the things.
There must be a release somewhere.
Cut your guns or we open fire in 5 seconds. Cut them.
Do as he says.
Now, put your hands above your head. Fire. That's right. Remain like that or we open fire.
These are the two we've picked up in the marketplace, sir. They give their names as Telson and Shana. The female is Shana, sir.
Thank you, Dren. No other names?
No, sir. And they were wearing these one-piece garments and helmets, obviously designed to cause panic.
Now, look.
You will not speak unless you're spoken
please,
to.
Please, Dren. A protracted party last night at the chief executive's home.
Sorry, sir.
I think you had better sit down. Telson and Shana.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That's better. My name is Krull. I have the customary 4 other names. I'd like to hear yours, please.
We don't have other names. We're from the starship Challenger, which is lying alongside this ship.
You will confine yourself to answering questions.
Jen.
Sorry, sir.
Your citizen's number, please. Hold out your wrist.
No number, sir. I've checked.
Now that is interesting, Telson and Shana.
If you will let me speak. We're from a starship, the sister ship to this one.
I'm very stupid, Telson. You must explain, what is a starship?
You mean you don't know? But you must know, you're living on one.
On one what?
A starship is, well, it's a ship that travels to the stars.
Ah, yes, of course. And where are these stars? Perhaps you would like to tell me, Shana.
The stars are in space.
All of them?
I don't think much of your sense of humour.
I don't think much of underpeople terrorising the citizens of Holocaust City.
What are underpeople?
Or underpeople that insult my intelligence by telling me lies.
These are their weapons, sir. They're similar to ours. We've tested them.
The time is approaching when another war will be called for before they get too strong again.
Can I ask you a question?
By all means, Shana.
Do you know what space is?
But of course, my child. As captain of Holocaust City, I am entitled to more space than any other citizen. With the exception of the chief executive, of course.
So you don't know what is beyond Holocaust City?
The underworld. Filled with creatures such as yourselves.
Look, if you would let us take you to our space shuttle, we could show you our ship and your ship. We could show you space and the stars. We can show you the entire heavens, billions upon billions of stars and galaxies shining out, the entire glory of the universe.
It's no use, Telson.
This concept of space you have, it's obviously very important to you.
Well, of course space is important. It's where everything is.
Including the underworld?
Including Earth.
Earth?
Why, yes. Have you heard of it?
Well, yes. Yes, we've heard of Earth. Is Earth important to you?
We're searching for it. We were born in space on the Challenger, our starship. But the Earth is the home of our grandparents, our true home, if you like. And yours too, because you too must be descended from the people of the Earth.
If you'd said right at the beginning that you were searching for Earth, it would have saved misunderstanding all round.
Then we can go?
We'll send you on your way in the morning. But first, you must dine with me, as my guests of honor. Afterwards, my servants will prepare a room for you. It's small, but I'm sure you will find it most comfortable.
Telson.
Hmm?
It's dawn. It's starting to get light. I wonder how they do that.
Yes, some form of diffuse lighting radiated from the inside of the dome. It's probably controlled by computers that they don't know even exist.
Good morning, Shana. Telson. I hope the bed was comfortable.
We didn't get much sleep thinking about Earth.
Among other things.
We can't really believe that we're on our way to Earth at last.
Well, that's understandable. Are we ready?
No.
No point in keeping you any longer. And there's a large crowd gathering in the marketplace to say farewell to you. You made quite an impression yesterday. I think we'll walk. It's not far.
Why all these people, Croc?
That's it. Up the steps. I think there's some mistake, Croc. Our space shuttle is behind that wall over there.
Dren is doing the honors for you.
Look, how can you send us to Earth
from... religion? Do you have religions in the underworld?
Religion?
The general prayers, I fancy, Dren. And the hoods, as there are children present. Ah, I despair of some parents.
Krall, I don't understand.
Oh, mighty power, guardian of the fusion reactors of our beautiful Holocaust city, giver of light and warmth, sentinel of the food farms, we ask you to accept the spirits of these creatures into your eternal kingdom of the planet Earth, where they will find life everlasting.
Excellent. Now, if you would just stand on the traps, Shana, Telson, and you'll be on your way.
In Across the Abyss, part 6 of Earth Search by James Follett, Sean Arnold played Commander Telson, Amanda Murray, Shana, Hayden Wood, Darv, and Catherine Hurlbut, Astra. Angel 1 was played by Sonia Fraser, and Angel 2 by Gordon Reed. Fago was Sean Probert, Kroll, Michael Spice, and Dren, John Webb. Earth Search is directed by Glyn Dearman.
Been listening to the program Human Machine on WGXC. Listen on Saturday mornings to subsequent episodes where we continue our conversation on the nature of being in an age of human machine evolution.